So cannabis is a plant with psychoactive properties as well as physical effects. Desirable effects include euphoria, philosophical thinking, appetite stimulation. However, adverse effects do occur, including tachycardia and hypertension, nausea and vomiting, anxiety and paranoia, and ultrasensorium, which may increase risk of injuries. Medical cannabis has been permitted in Oregon since 1998. In 2014, voters approved a bill that allowed non-medical use, and in July 2015, legal possession was permitted statewide for people over 21 years old, 21 and older. However, use was already common in Oregon. From 2013 to 2014, 1 in 8 Oregonians over the age of 12 reported use in the past month, compared to 1 in 12 nationwide. The objectives of this project were to identify and characterize emergency department visits for cannabis-related adverse events, to determine if ED visits for cannabis increased after possession became permitted on July 1st, 2015, and to evaluate the use of a syndromic surveillance system to monitor these events. Oregon has a syndromic surveillance system of all 60 non-federal emergency departments called ESSENCE. Excerpts from the medical record, including chief complaint and clinical impression fields, are automatically transmitted daily and available for users to query on a secure web interface. Generating data is relatively straightforward. First, a health event occurs, which takes a patient to the ER. Their symptoms are documented in the electronic medical record. Select elements of that are fed into the ESSENCE server at the State Health Department, and then the ESSENCE user designs a query that generates data. Designing a query involves selecting text terms of interest within a defined geographic region for a specific time range. In this instance, we searched the chief complaint and clinical impression fields for mention of marijuana, cannabis, THC, smoke pot, smoke weed, hash, and brownie within all Oregon EDs from March 1st, 2015, which is when all Oregon EDs were first reporting to ESSENCE, to December 31st, 2015. We then reviewed all the retrieved ESSENCE records and categorized them according to methodology adapted from SAMHSA's Drug Abuse Warning Network, which was a surveillance system of drug-related ED visits from selected metropolitan areas across the country. Because we were looking for cannabis-related adverse events, we excluded any visits if the text terms were incidentally mentioned, if there was insufficient information to categorize the visits, or if they were false positives. We analyzed rates of cannabis-related adverse events per month before and after July 1st, 2015, using a Poisson distribution. So of over 1.3 million ED visits from March to December 2015, 235 included one of the text terms of interest. Of these, we excluded 44, leaving 191 cannabis-related adverse events for this time period, for an overall rate of 14 cannabis-related adverse events per 100,000 ED visits. Persons aged 11 to 30 comprised the majority of visits. The median age was 28, with a range of 0 to 80. About one quarter of people were less than 21 years old, which is the age limit by which possession is legal. Half of patients were female, majority were white. Almost half had another substance on board, and only one person was hospitalized. Psychogenic complaints and physical complaints comprise the majority of visits. These are things like anxiety or palpitations. Injuries were a very small minority of the visits. So this slide shows the rate of cannabis-related adverse events. On the x-axis, you have the number or the rate per month, and on the y-axis, you have the actual rate. After July 1st, once cannabis use was permitted, there was a statistically significant higher rate at 16.3 per 100,000 visits, compared with before July 1st at 10.8 per 100,000 visits. However, the overall rate of 14 cannabis-related adverse events per 100,000 ED visits seemed relatively low when comparing to DAWN data, which reported 334 drug-related ED visits involving cannabis per 100,000 visits. However, this is non-concurrent data, and it's from a different geographic region, so a direct comparison is not possible. However, we have an update. So in April of 2016, another field in ESSENCE triage note became searchable in Oregon. We'd previously noted that this field was a rich source of text data, and we repeated the same query but included triage notes, and we found a really striking curve here, where basically after July 1st, the rate goes from 380 per 100,000 to 1,000 and 50 per 100,000 ED visits. Now, I have to stress that this is preliminary data and we haven't yet validated it. So in summary, complaints for acute adverse events, including anxiety and palpitations, comprise the majority of ED visits for cannabis. Following permission of possession, visits did increase. Although search terms that identified cannabis in our initial search strategy were rare, and we suspect underdetected. However, recent enhancements in essence may have improved its usefulness in surveilling for these events. There were several limitations to this project. One, we can't account for the effect of changing social norms on reporting by providers or patients. The data in essence is variable between EDs and also oftentimes incomplete. And we didn't compare any of the essence records to the gold standard, which are medical charts. So our recommendations include educating the public about adverse effects to be expected from cannabis, continuing surveillance, working with EDs to improve data quality, and collaborating with other states using essence.